Well, after well over a week of speculation, I did mention at the end of last week's show that there would be an announcement, and today the Belfast Giants announced that Jim Gillespie is to be inducted into the British Hockey Hall of Fame. A fantastic honour for Jim, and well deserved for his services both to the Belfast Giants and the wider hockey community in Northern Ireland and beyond. Davey, Jim definitely deserves this. It's a fantastic honour for him.
I guess Jim's been, you know, a stalwart for Belfast. He's more or less kept our club afloat since the breakdown of the ISL, and slightly before, in fact. And it's something now that he's going to be recognised for every future generation coming to Belfast, that, you know, Jim's there now, he's down in history.
Coach, when the Giants were nearly down and out, Jim Gillespie was more or less the benefactor that's kept us going and being able to influence hockey for the last, you know, nearly 10 years.
Yeah, Paddy, it's a fantastic recognition for a great man. He was a man that shunned the limelight in a lot of ways. You know, he was a guy that sat in the background, but what he did in the background, as Davey has already said, kept our club afloat. And I would dread to think what volume of money he's actually pumped into the club. Let's be honest, you're not going to enter into British ice hockey as an owner looking to make a serious profit out of it. And Jim stepped in on many, many occasions when things were rough for the club and things had not probably been done very well. And he stepped in and rescued the organisation from possible liquidation. And you know, us guys wouldn't be sitting here right now, in my opinion, if it wasn't for Jim Gillespie and what he put into the club. And, you know, I have to say, the effort that you and Davey have put into to getting this is absolutely fantastic. And, you know, well done to both of you for all the work that you've done, because I've seen firsthand the amount that you have done, and most of the fans who are probably sitting at home listening to this now or reading the article that the Giants are going to publicise probably have no real understanding of the amount of work that goes into it. It's not a case of just getting this proposed. There's a lot of background work which has to be done first of all, and, you know, I'm delighted that we got the result that we wanted at the end of it, and well done to the both of you.
I thought we were going to get away without mentioning that, mate, but thanks very much. Well, what I did get to do is got to chat with Todd Kelman about Jim Gillespie and about the influence that he's had on the Belfast Giants and his induction into the British Hockey Hall of Fame. And I began by asking him to let maybe those Giants fans that don't know who Jim Gillespie is, maybe the newer fans or guys that, you know, because we all know that Jim Gillespie liked to stay in the background. Let the Giants fans know the history of how Jim Gillespie became involved with the Belfast Giants.
Jim actually bought into the team, I think, in our third season. He kept coming back to Northern Ireland, and his accountant actually, or his lawyer actually, had said, why don't you come and check out the Giants? And he eventually did, and he was so impressed with what it was doing for the community and what it was doing for, you know, families in particular in Belfast after, you know, he grew up here and he, you know, was aware of all the problems that sports had had when he was growing up. And as soon as he saw it, he thought, that's something I want to get involved in. So he did. He just literally walked into the office and asked if he could buy into the team, which rarely doesn't come. And he knew, you know, it wasn't one of those things he was buying into to make money. He said, I want to give back and he did it for all the right reasons. And genuinely, that's why he got involved and that's why he stayed involved. So, you know, 10 years he owned the team, and he put in a lot of his own dough to keep us going. And there were years where, he put in a lot of money to ensure that the Giants stayed alive, and he saved us from folding after our third season. Mm-hmm. The first year he got involved, and I mean, he was our biggest fan. He watched every one of the webcasts. He talked to me on a regular basis, and he was always talking to someone about the games, and followed it religiously. And whether it was, you know, over in the States where he lives half the time, or over here in his regular seats in the Odyssey, it was his team very much, and he always came in and chatted to the guys, and it was a big part of his life. So
it can't be underestimated, really, how close it was to the Belfast Giants maybe not existing if it wasn't for the investment of Jim Gillespie.
Yeah, I don't think any fan would quite understand how close it was a few times. And, you know, for example, I remember after my third year, after the Super League, if the fans that remember the Super League, they basically said, they told us to go get regular jobs and quit hockey. Like, they said, either find a new team or go home and get a real job. And a lot of us went home and got real jobs. And that's what I did. I was working a full-time job at home and had bought a house and bought a car and had settled down in life in Calgary. And then you know, mid-August, I think, is when we even started talking about this new Elite League. And, and I was, you know, a little skeptical of after the year we'd had and the final year of the Giants. And the one thing I'll say about, you know, working for the Giants in all my years, we've never had a paycheck late. We've never been late on payment, and which can be rarely said about most teams in throughout European hockey in general, but in particular, like during the Super League days. Like, I remember games where Sheffield wouldn't go on the ice against us until our owners actually covered the cost of their salaries for a week because Sheffield hadn't paid their players.
I remember that.
That was back in 2002. But you know, like players, probably the majority of players never even knew it was close to happening. I guess I just know more because of my role now, and I got to see, you know, the extent of his investment and also the extent of his passion. And I remember talking to him about it one time. And I know I don't want to focus all about the money, but I said, like, do you ever regret, you know, putting in all your money? Because, you know, Jim has his money, but he doesn't, you know, he's by no means someone that can lose a lot of money on a year-to-year basis and not feel it. And he said, I don't regret a single pound that I ever lost because I know how much it's given to people in Northern Ireland. And he doesn't see, it sounds so, you know, sounds like a cheesy answer, but when you know Jim, you know that's him. Like, that's why he did it, you know? So.
And you say, you know, don't want to focus on the money. You've worked under him now as a general manager for quite a while. There's a real behind the scenes influence of Jim as well, with regards to maybe the community projects and everything around that.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, that was sort of his ethos passed down to me, and we kind of took it to the next level. But, you know, the one thing that he said is, you know, if we're going to be a team, you know, probably within the first week of me getting the job, he said, if we're going to be a team that promotes doing all this stuff for the community, we have to really get back into doing all this stuff for the community. And that's why we started doing things like, you know, they're all sponsored programs, so they're beneficial to the bottom line, but they're also beneficial to the community at large. So that's why we do, you know, we did the healthy lifestyle program. We continue doing it. I think we're into our seventh year of doing that. And that's why we do all these programs, community programs, working with at-risk youth. There's probably stuff that the Giants do that nobody even hears about. A lot of the fans wouldn't even know about it because it's behind the scenes. It's in areas of Belfast that, you know, don't talk about the fact that the Giants come all the time. We don't get every single picture of an event we do in the paper. But we do a lot of stuff in the background. And one of the things that we have in all the players' contracts is they have to agree in their contract. It's probably one of the clauses in the contract says they have to be involved in at least two promotional or community events a week. And over the years, we've had guys tell me, like, listen, you know, I don't want to get involved in that stuff. And we said, okay, well, we don't want to sign you then. And we've turned guys away that said they're interested in being hockey players, not, you know, not out there in the community. And that's why you probably see we don't have a lot of guys ever quit, because we get good people because of that. And that was one of the things that Thornton really instilled, and Doug continues. You get these guys that are willing to get involved in the community, and you get better people, and you have less trouble, and you have a better team. And, you know, you've probably seen our relationship with our fans over the last few years has probably improved dramatically. And I think people that play for the Giants, you know, the day one, the first thing we ever tell them is, this is the most important hockey team you're ever going to play on. And guys get it, you know? So, and that's all coming from Jim. It's coming from the top, so.
And you look at the longevity of the Giants when they're 14th season and the influence that had, and it's because of Jim's influence and Jim's support through the years that maybe hockey in Belfast and hockey in Northern Ireland has been able to thrive. We've got Gareth Roberts, you know, stepping in on the third line, Robbie Brown, Andrew Dixon. We've had Graham Walton come through. It's this influence of the Giants to the wider community in the sport is also has also been beneficial.
Yeah, definitely. I mean that's part of the overall. I guess the impact of Northern Ireland that the Giants have had much more. I always say it, we're much more important off the ice than we are on the ice for those reasons. All the stuff we do in community, all the, you know, the fact that we have 200 plus kids playing in the junior Giants now, and that's 200 plus kids having a hobby, having something that they're passionate about. That you know, it would have been something else, but like it's good to have that kind of game growing. And now we've got all our junior Giants are playing over across the water playing games finally, and we've got our ex-players involved in the coaching of it, and we've got the right people running that, and all this stuff, you know, stems from all that. And even, you know, I genuinely don't know if we hadn't had the relationship that Jim had with the fans and had built up, you know, this you know, organization that had, you know, was admired by the Odyssey Trust, who eventually took it over. You know, like I think it made their decision a lot easier to get involved years ago when they stepped in. Like, I mean, the Odyssey Trust, and even with them, people wouldn't know in the background what they've done to keep us going over the years. Mm-hmm. before they became owners, when they were just, you know, a support network, I guess, but they were offering us financial support that wasn't really ever talked about, and that was because they believed in what we were doing, and had we not been this organization with probably the moral stand and the ethos that we had under Jim, I don't know if the Odyssey Trust would have wanted to get involved years ago and eventually take over, you know, because they are whiter than white, and they're a charity, and they're a huge, huge profile organization, and you know, they took an immediate liking, the people that, you know, the people at the Trust, the board, and the chief executive, Robert Fitzpatrick, who you've talked to a few times, they got Jim, and they got what he was doing, and they respected it right away, and when you meet him, he has such an impact on you, and when you hear his story of why he got involved in the Giants and why he, you know, his story about, you know, what happened to him in growing up and why he kind of swore off sports before he saw the Giants, and you know, at least in Northern Ireland, I mean, the guy's a sports nut. He's a season ticket holder at the Houston Rockets and the Texans in the American football, and he just loved sports. But he wasn't, you know, until the Giants, he didn't want to get involved with it in Northern Ireland just because of the sectarian violence he saw growing up. So it's an amazing story, and you know, people probably know half of it or less than half of you know, how much effort and how much heartache and you know, probably financial pain he's taken to keep that team going. But I think him being involved and the reason why we're talking about him now isn't just because of the finances, it's because of what he did. And you know, someday when the Giants hit their 20th anniversary, we'll talk about this in folklore about, do you remember when Jim stepped in, you know, after year three? That seems like, you know, so long ago. But people don't realize those years, he kept them going, you know, solely. So.
Yeah. Well, you've spent a lifetime in hockey, both now on and off the ice. And, you know, an honor like being placed in the Hall of Fame, like Jim has been now or is to be inducted, it is a great honor for, be it the British Hall of Fame or be it the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's such a cool honor because Jim's not one for awards and stuff like that, but I think this is one of those things that will get to you. You know, it's because he probably doesn't realize how much people appreciate what he's done. And sometimes he probably thinks, you know, like, wow, the people of Belfast get it, but, you know, it's, which is fine. And that's all that he really cares about is as long as the people are happy and, you know, he'd be happier probably sitting in the background not knowing. But one of the things I always really liked was, whenever we went over to the playoffs, you know, Jim had such a great rapport with the other owners just because, and I mean, it was just pure respect. Like, you know, immediately as soon as he walked in, you know, Mike Cowley and his wife would be over from Coventry and they'd, you know, sit down and chat with Jim and his wife, Mitzi, and then Neil Black from Nottingham. And everyone had that same big smile whenever they saw Jim because they just thought, well, this guy just, you know, he epitomizes why we all do it. You know, he does it for all the right reasons. And he just, you know, he comes in, he watches his team, he doesn't get involved in all the crap. And just enjoys being an owner, you know? So, and I've been very lucky because he gave me such free reign with the Giants to, you know, to try different things and to, you know, he really just said, like, you know, let's just, you know, do what you want. And if I think something's going horribly wrong, I'll talk to you, but you know, it's up to you. I don't know how to sign a team. I don't know how to coach a team. So that's, you guys do it. And he always trusted me to do the right thing. And thankfully, in his eyes, I probably did most of the time, you know?
Yeah. I think it goes to show then that it's a deserved honor for a great man in our organization and the wider hockey community. Thanks for joining us, mate. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, always a pleasure, Patty. Thanks for everything you guys are doing. And I just, before you sign off, you're never going to tell anyone this, so I feel that I get to tell this. This is probably my favorite thing to actually talk about, besides talking about Jim, is the fact that for all the people listening, Patty Smith and David Majimsey have to be commended for the effort they made to get this across the line. This is not something that the Giants organization had even really stepped in and thought about it. And it's unfortunate because I would have loved to be the one to be polishing my badge saying, yeah, I thought of this, but I really didn't. This is Patty Smith and Davey McGimsey who called me and said, we're pushing for this. And they did all the legwork and they, you know, probably battered and called everyone in the Hall of Fame that had a vote and got it across the line. And I really appreciate it. You guys, you don't understand how much I appreciate that and probably how much Jim and his family would appreciate that. So, you know, it takes fans to be true fans, and you guys are brilliant. And I, you know, I can't thank you enough for that. So.
No, thanks very much. We think it was very deserved for him to get it. So it was a very easy decision to make. Well, thanks very much, buddy. And thanks to Todd Kellman for that. And as he mentioned, Davey, and as Coach mentioned, yourself and myself spoke a good few months ago when the first tranche of inductees for this year were being put into the Hockey Hall of Fame in the British Hockey Hall of Fame in June. And we spoke about whether Jim Gillespie would be a worthy person to be put in there. Most undoubtedly he is. And it was a very easy case for us to put forward.
Well, yeah, I suppose first and foremost, I wanted Jim's contribution to Belfast to be recognised. You know, after he moved on and the Odyssey took over the club, it would have been easy to, you know, push on with a new era. And I suppose rightly so, but I think it's equally important that we remember, you know, who we are. And Jim took this club on when it was on its knees. And as I said previously, bar our first ISL championship, he's been an owner in, you know, every success we have ever had. And I came up with the Hall of Fame suggestion, came to you, and you were good enough to second it, and we took it to IHJ UK, and credit to Mike and the secretary and Ronnie Nicol. You know, it was outside their normal voting period, but they saw the sort of the validity and the humanity, if you like, in our proposal, and they allowed us the chance to put it to the members. And, you know, the Hall of Fame offers sort of Jim a level of immortality now in British hockey. It's been going since before 1950. There's less than 120 people in it, and Jim's name now sits alongside them. You know, he's peerless. He's going to be forever recognised for his contribution to not only Belfast, to Northern Ireland and UK hockey. And I'm really glad that you supported my proposal and that the IHJ UK have supported us and it's gone through. I think it's a great thing for the Belfast club.
I did get the chance to talk with the chairman of the Ice Hockey Journalists UK about the induction and about the history of the Hall of Fame. Mike Appleton spoke to me earlier today. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
Thank you very much.
For those who don't know, maybe they haven't heard of the British Hockey Hall of Fame, give us a bit of an insight as to, you know, how it's voted for and where it's come from.
The British Ice Hockey Hall of Fame was started in around about 1948 by a publication called the Ice Hockey World, which is a weekly newspaper. They wanted to celebrate the best in British ice hockey and established a way of recognising the best in the sport, really. That publication lasted till about 1958, and then the Hall of Fame disappeared. It wasn't around in any sort of guise, really. And then when the British Ice Hockey Writers Association, as it was then, BWA, as people called it, managed to get hold of it in right about 1986, just to revitalise its fortunes. And it's safe to say that if any of the listeners want to go onto the website, which is www.ihjuk.co.uk, you'll see some of the some of the most well-known names in the sport there. To get into the Hall of Fame, it's voted on by members of the Ice Hockey Journalists Association. Round about April time each year, our membership will bring. You could get, you know, just a couple of nominations a year. We've had 5, 6, 7 in past years, and then those nominations are passed to what you class as a subcommittee, who then, you know, whittle down the nominations and basically decide who they think should go into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'm just looking down through the names here. There's quite a list of names that are very, very recognisable. You know, even for the Belfast Giants fans, names such as Dave Whistle, Rob Stewart. You know, Murray Hansen was inducted this year as well. and then names that maybe not, you know, names that they probably know, like but not know the actual history of, like Carl Earhart, who's, you know, give his name to the Earhart Conference, and you know, it's well worth looking at to see the stories behind these names within the Hall of Fame. And as you say, it's overseen by the Ice Hockey Journalist UK. Give us a bit of an insight on who they are and what they do, mate.
I was just thinking then, Paddy, there's also Paul Adey was
absolutely
a member of the Hall of Fame as well. So, but yeah, Ice Hockey Journalists UK, we represent the journalists in Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Really set up to bring together the writers, the broadcasters, and the photographers who cover the sport week in, week out. To form a body that can vote on the end of season awards, obviously vote on the Hall of Fame as well, and all with the all under the guise really of just furthering what we all know is a fantastic sport.
Yeah, and then we had today the fantastic announcement that the Jim Gillespie, the former owner of the Belfast Giants, is to be inducted in the Hall of Fame. I say it's maybe outside of the normal timetable, but it's still well worth an inclusion to this year's class.
That's right, Paddy. I think that there's one thing that the association needed to be aware of is that, you know, we couldn't be stuck in the 60s, 70s and 80s. You know, this is a 21st century organisation. You know, there's we've made a concerted effort to get a lot of young blood, including yourself, young.
Tenuously spread.
on there over the past few years. And you know, when a couple of our members came to us with Jim's name, it was outside the usual kind of voting period, and we had to take a really kind of deep look into what the association was for, what we should be doing, and you know, it went out to a couple of votes. There was a lot of debate and a lot of discussion on it, but I'm pleased to say anyway that you know, the majority of the association voted him in. I've not met Jim myself, to be honest with you, but having seen, you know, his work in Belfast, which obviously still goes on now, and you know, the legacy that he has there, he's a most worthy inductee, I think.
Yeah, it's been fantastic for us. Well, thanks very much, Fred. I really appreciate you coming on, and it's great that Jim's been allowed in, and thanks very much for your help on that.
No problem, mate.
And thanks to Mike. And as I said, you know, it is a prestigious thing. I think it's fantastic, Coach, that Jim's in there. And hopefully we'll be able to get a night when we all be able to celebrate it at the Odyssey Arena.
Absolutely, Paddy. And, you know, I really do hope that the fans who read this, you know, tomorrow, what hopefully will be tomorrow, you know, whenever the Giants put it out there, I hope they realise the significance of this, and as Davey said, you know, he'll go down in history now as he already was in our eyes as a legend for the club and what he's done for the club. But he's going to go down as a Hall of Famer and someone who you're always going to remember in British ice hockey, and it's so richly deserved, Paddy. And you know, I know Killer's spoken about it there, and we have already touched on it. He has single handedly saved our club from going into liquidation. We would not be sat here talking about the Belfast Giants now if it hadn't been for Jim Gillespie. And for that, I will always be indebted to him for that.
I just add my tuppence worth to Coach there. You know, I will never know as an ordinary fan what Jim, how deep he dug into his pockets to keep this club afloat. Probably the vast majority of people that ever cross the door of the Odyssey, I'll never know. But Jim kept us going, kept our passion alive for a sport that just simply wouldn't be here now. Todd Kelman has been very open and honest in many, many occasions over the last number of years, saying Jim Gillespie is Mr. Belfast. He is the reason that Belfast Giants are still here. When other backers and sponsors couldn't be found, Jim Gillespie put his hand in his pocket. You know, this is something Jim Gillespie, I would imagine, has lost an awful lot of money over the years. It's been, you know, it's been a philanthropist kind of gesture. It hasn't been something he's done to make money or to break even. This guy's lost a lot of money, and he has seen the value in the social aspect of the project in Belfast, if you like. And without getting too watery about it, you know, there is something to be said for the Giants in that sort of, it's that atmosphere that you don't get at any other sporting events in Northern Ireland, but it is what it is. I'm there for the hockey. I'm not there for the lovey-dovey stuff. And it's great that it happens, but, you know, congratulations to Jim on what I believe is a fantastic honour, and hope he enjoys it.
Yeah, I think congratulations has to go to Jim, and thanks to the Ice Hockey Journalist UK for the committee for what they did. And I think everybody here at A View from the Bridge were very proud to have been part of putting this through. It's well deserved, and it'll be a fantastic occasion.